The Yeshiva Gedol of Johannesburg proudly presents the Wednesday evening shiur, covering the Parashas HaShavua, the Yomim Tovim, and other special topics as delivered by its founder and Rosh HaYeshiva, Rabbi Israel Chaim Goldfein, Zichrono Livrocha. Details regarding how to order additional shiurim follow immediately after the conclusion of the shiur.
This week's Parsha is Parshas Chayesorah. The first part of Chayesorah deals with the death of Sorah.
Vayuch Chayesorah Mea Shona Vesrim Shona Yusheva Shonim Shnei Chayesorah. Sorah was 127 years old. Vatoma Sorah Bikiris Arba. And Sorah died in Kiris Arba.
It deals with the death of Sorah and Avraham's negotiations with the Bnei Ches, the children of Ches, to buy a piece of land for Sorah's burial. This evening, let's spend some time on this. There is a few points which give us much to learn from. It states that Sorah died by Kiryas Arba, in a city called Kiryas Arba. Where was this? He Hevron be'Eretz Kanaan. This is the city of Hevron, which is well known to us. Eretz Kanaan and Eretz Kanaan, which is Eretz Yisrael.
Vayovei Avraham lispei leSorah v'livkosa. And Avraham came to say hesped, eulogize Sorah, and to weep for her. Vayokom Avraham me'al p'nei meisoi. Vayidaber el b'nei ches lemor. And Avraham got up from his dead, and he came to the Bnei Ches. He said, "Tenuli achuzes kever imochem ve'ekbaro meisi melefonoi. I want to purchase from you a piece of land, which will be mine, in order that I can bury my dead."
Now, why Sorah died in Hevron, the Torah doesn't tell us. Outside of the fact that that was one of the places that Avraham and Sorah lived. But what we do find very significant, and perhaps this might have a relationship with the fact that she died there, is that Avraham chose to bury her there, in Hebron, in a particular piece of land which he wanted to purchase from the Bnei Ches. Now, this was not merely by coincidence. Either Avraham was guided by divine providence to bury her there, or he knew that he wanted to bury her there. But this is a place that has a great significance when it comes to burial. The Torah refers to this place as Kiryas Arba. And Rashi says, what does it mean, Kiryas Arba? This was a place of four. Hashem Arba Anokim, Shosham, Achiman, Sheshai, Vesalmai, Vavir. There were four giants that lived in this place. Then he brings from the Bereshis Rabba, and also because there were four great people buried here together with their wives. Adam v'Chava, the first man and the first woman, were buried here. Then Avraham and Sorah were to be buried, Yitzchok and Rivka, and Yaakov v'Leah. A little later, when the Torah tells us explicitly what did Avraham want in Pasuk Tes, it says, "Vayiten li es moras ha-machpelah." He says that if you'll be good enough, please give me the cave of Machpelah, asher le asher b'ksei sodehu, which is at the edge of the field. V'kesef mole yinana li b'seichem lachuzes kover. I will give you full price for it, so I can have it as an inheritance for burial. So there it particularly points out that he wants Moras Machpelah, a cave which was called Machpelah. Rashi brings, what does it mean, Machpelah? Machpelah is the word Machpelah comes from the word Kofel, where it was double, it was many. So again, two reasons. One, because it was a bias by Ali al-Gabov. It was a cave which was double-storied. And two, Shekfula Bezugais. It had many couples buried there. So we're dealing here with the purchasing of the site of the Moras Machpelah, which is well known to us. And this has been a site for burial because the four zugeis, the four couples which we mentioned, are buried there. Now the Maral in the Guraye, let's see if we could understand a little of this. The Maral in the Gorai
writes that it was not mere coincidence that this was a place which was called Kiryas Arba, the city of four, because four great giants lived there, and also because the four great couples were buried there. But they're related. He writes that every place in this world has a place in the next world opposite to it. An example we can give, which he doesn't bring, but we have it, that later on, when the Torah tells of Yaakov, Yaakov was traveling and he slept one night in a certain place, and when he woke up in the morning, he realized that HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to him and there was a ladder which went from this place to the heavens. So he said, Ein Zekim Beis Elokim B'zeh Shar HaShomayim. This is the house of Hashem and this is the gateway to heaven. What did he mean, this is the gateway to heaven? So the Chazal Rashi brings that the Beis HaMikdash Shel Malo is Mechuvonim LeBeis HaMikdash Shel Mato. Yerushalayim Shel Malo is Mechuvonim Yerushalayim Shel Mato. That just like there's a Yerushalayim in this world, there's also a Yerushalayim in the higher worlds. Just like there's a place of the Beis HaMikdash in this world, there's also a place of the Beis HaMikdash in the higher worlds. And those places are exactly opposite each other. And this is what Yaakov meant, that Zeh Shar HaShomayim, this is the gateway to the heaven. So similarly, just like that this piece of land had the power to give growth to four physical giants, so opposite this piece of land, in a higher level, in a higher world, this piece of land had the power to hold four spiritual giants. And the four spiritual giants were the four couples, Adam and Chava, and Avraham and Sarah, and Yitzchok and Rivka, and Yaakov and Leah. So the Kiryas Arba, this is why it was called the city of four. It was a city for four giants, on this world physical giants, and the next world spiritual giants. And perhaps this is the reason also why it was called Machpelah. Machpelah, which means double, Bayis ve'Aliyah. Perhaps this also represented the two levels. That a level of a physical world and a level of a spiritual world. Because we find the similarity also to this, Aneach and the Tvenizek. There HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to build it three levels. And the sages bring that this represented three levels of the entire world. So maybe the Machpelah also comes to indicate that. What place in the next world was this cave opposite of? It states it was a place of four. We find that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, the first source of the world that we find after the creation was Gan Eden. It states that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took Adam and Chava and he put them into Gan Eden. Now Gan Eden was a place which he created, but it was still higher than this world. Because once they were chayter, they committed the sin, he drove them out of Gan Eden into a lower level of the world. And it states that Nar Yotzeh Me'Eden, that a river went out of Gan Eden and it split apart. V'hoyul Arba Roshim, it split apart into four sections, four tributaries. The sages tell us that the river came from a single source. That single source, that came from the very beginning of the source of the world. Goes beyond the source of the physical world. It's split into four parts in the physical world. And everything that comes into the physical world, sages tell us, have four physical principles in them. It's all made up of four physical elements. So here, The fact that this was called Kiryas Arba, a place of four, this is indicating to us that the place of the cave, of this place, Kiryas Arba, is opposite where the river came into four sections. And that indicates the very beginning, the first source of the world, where it transforms from the spiritual into the physical. Now, what would be the meaning of this? A person was given a body and he was given a soul. It states when he dies, his body returns to its source, and the source and the soul returns to her source. The source of the body was the earth. So the body is v'yoshev ela adoma, ela ofer, returns to the earth. The source returns to its source, which has come from spiritual heights. Also, the sages teach us that the source that the souls go to first is Gan Eden. Like we say, B'Gad Eden in Tehei Menuchosai, that in Gan Eden the soul should rest. So it seems that this was a place which was specifically designed for burial of the great spiritual giants, because it was at this place, in the higher worlds, the source where the spiritual souls would come into the world. And thereby, this was a place to be buried where at this point they would leave the world. In other words, this was the link where the souls would come and then come into the physical world. So this gives us, this is very deep, we're not expected to understand all of this, but it would give us a little insight into, here Sora died, and this is the first time that the Torah tells us of this, of Moras Machpelah, that Sora died here, and Abraham Bedavke wanted this piece of land at all costs. So he knew, or he was guided, that this is the land that he must use for burial. And perhaps he knew that Adam and Chava were buried here. And it was called Kiryas Arba, the place of four giants, that is referring to, in the physical world, physical giants. But it also had this spiritual quality in it for spiritual giants. And the Moras Machpelah, the double cave, which was a double story in one place. So therefore Abraham chose to bury Sarah here. Now Abraham comes to the Bnei Ches and he says, Ger v'seishov anechi imochem. I am a ger and I am a toshav amongst you, tenuli achuzas kever imochem ve'ekbaro mesi milfonoi. Give me for an inheritance this piece of land and I will bury my dead here. Vayanu v'nei Ches es Avrom le'morlai. The children of Ches said to him, Shema'enu Adoni, listen to us, my Lord, Nesi Elakim ato b'secheinu. You are a Nesi Elakim amongst us. A Nesi means a king. You are a king of God amongst us. B'mivcha kvoreinu kvores meisecho. We will give you whatever you want, the best. Ish mimenu es kivro le'yichlem imcho mikvor meisecho. No man will withhold any piece of land for burial from you. So when Avraham heard this, Vayokob Avraham, Avraham got up, Vayishtachu la'amor es livnei Ches, and he bowed down to the land before the children of Ches. They called Avraham Nisi Elakim. You are a king of God amongst us. And it's interesting that they refer to him as a king. Abraham was not only recognized amongst his descendants or amongst his immediate followers, but Abraham rose to become a great king amongst all of the people. All of the people of the world that had heard of Abraham or had come in contact with those that he taught, Abraham was a king. Just before, in last week's Sedra, Yitzchok born in Pasuk Ches. In last week's Seder of Vayira, Chof Alef Ches, states Vayigdal Hayeled Vayigomal. Yitzchok was born and he was weaned. Vayas Avraham Mishte Gadol B'Yem Igomel Es Yitzchok. And on the day that he was Igomel, on the day he was weaned, this was after 24 months, Rashi says, Avraham made a Mishte Gadol, a great banquet, a great party. What does it mean, a great party? So Rashi says it doesn't mean a great party that it was a big banquet. It means it was a banquet for great people. Shoyusham Gdeli Ador, the greatest of the generation came there. Shem Aver Avimelech, Shem, who was the king of Yerushalayim. His son Aver. Aver was a Rosh Hashiva. Avimelech, who was the king of the Plishtim. See, Avraham was recognized by all the people as a great, great king. Here it states, in Pasuk Yud, in our Sedra, that when he wanted Machpelah, so they sent him to Ephraim, because this was in the section that Ephraim owned. The Ephraim Yeshev B'Seich B'nei Ches. Ephraim was sitting amongst the B'nei Ches. Now, it's spelled Yoshav, which means sitting, means is an expression that he was ruling. It's spelled Yoshav, that means he was a ruler. But we read it Yoshev, which means that now, he just became a ruler. Rashi brings, that day, this day he became a ruler. Kodesh Baruch Hu saw to it that today he would become a ruler, because Avraham, who was a king, he didn't want Avraham to go deal with people of minor levels. Therefore he made sure that Ephraim would be a ruler today. He would be appointed as a king of amongst his people, in order that Avraham should have someone of caliber to deal with. He was Ola Legdula, Rashi says. Now, he was known as a king, but not only as a king, he was known as Nesi Elokim, the king of the Almighty, of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And why was this? In our Sedra a little later, when Abraham was sending Eliezer to look for a wife for Yitzchok, in Posuk Zayin, this is in Chof Gimel, Chof Dalet Zayin, so Abraham said to Eliezer, Hashem Elokei HaShemayim Asher Lekochani Mibeis Ovi Umeeres Malarati Vasher Dibeli Vasher Nishbali Lemol Zarecho Atenes Ores Azois Hu Yishlach Malocha Lefonecho. He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will send an angel before you to show you who to take. But there he refers to Hashem as the God of Heavens, the God of Heaven, which took me out of my father's house where I was born. He will send an angel before you. So Abraham was referring to the God who took him out of his father's house. There he called him the God of Heaven. In another place, Abraham refers to the Almighty as the God of the heaven and the God of the earth. What's the difference? So Rashi brings, V'le'omar v'lekei ha'oretz. Omar le'akshav hu elekei ha'shamayim v'lekei ha'oretz. She'hergalti v'fi abriyos. Today he is the king. Today the Almighty is the king of the heavens and of the earth, because the people today know him. Avo kishalakachani b'beis ovi hoi elekei ha'shamayim v'lekei ha'oretz. But when he took me out of my father's house, he was not the king of the land. He was the king of the heavens. Shelo hayaboy elam makirim boy, because nobody knew him. Ushmeilo hayarogel ba'oretz. Now here Abraham says quite a mouthful. When he was referring to the Almighty before, he refers to him as Elokei HaShamayim, the God of the heavens. When he refers to the Almighty now, he refers to him as Elokei HaShamayim, Elokei HaOretz, the God of the heavens and the earth. He says, before, when I was still a young boy or a young man, the Almighty only was a God of the heavens. No one knew of him in this world. Today he's the God of the heavens and the God of the earth. and everyone knows of him because I made his name known in the world. This is what Abraham said on himself. And this was true. It was Abraham that brought the Shekhinah into this world. And therefore, and the people knew of this. Nations of the world knew of it. And therefore they called Abraham, he said, Shimuli Nesi Elokimato Bisechenu. You are a king of the Almighty in our midst. Abraham brought the Shekhinah into the world, and Yitzchok followed, and Yaakov followed, because they all worked to be Shemer Mitzvahs Abraham, the teachings of Abraham. And this is why they were referred to as the Markova. The Oves were referred to as the Markova, as the chariot, because they carried the Shekhinah on their shoulders. Kodesh Baruch Hu didn't come down into this world. He stayed far away because there was no place for him to rest. But when Abraham came into the world, and then Yitzchok, and then Yaakov, the sages bring in the Medrash that each one brought the Shekhinah closer to the world. Brings it, there are seven levels to the Rakia, seven heavens. Each one brought the Shekhinah closer into the world. And he rested on their shoulders. They are the ones who carried him into the world. This is why they refer to as the Markova, as the chariot. So this is what is meant, that they recognized Avraham as the Nesi Elokim, the God, the Prince, the King of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now how did he do this? How did he bring HaKadosh Baruch Hu into this world? He brought him into this world by making everyone recognize who the Almighty is. By being Mekadesh Hashem, sanctifying Hashem's name, and teaching the people. For example, a few examples. We learned in last week's Sedra, in Pasuk Lamed Gimel, Chof Beis Lamed Gimel, Chof Aleph Lamed Gimel, Vayita Eshel Bever Sheva. Abraham planted an Eshel in Be'er Sheva. Vayikro Shom B'Shem Hashem Kel Olam. And he called there in the name of Hashem, Kel Olam, the God of the world. What does it mean that he planted an Eshel? An Eshel could mean a tree. But what does it mean? So the Gemara, Rashi brings the Gemara from Seita. And Daf Yud Amud Beis. The Gemara says, actually it's on Yud Amud, it begins on Yud Amud Aleph. Vayita Eshel Bever Shava, Omar Eish Lokish, Malamit Shos of Pardis. Abraham planted, what does it mean, an Eshel, a tree? He planted an orchard. And he planted there the most beautiful fruits that one could plant. Some say it was an orchard, others say it was not an orchard, but it was a hotel. So he either made an orchard or he made a hotel. What was the purpose? The purpose was for Orchim, that everyone that would travel, they would have a place to eat from and they would have a place to stay. He called there in the name of Hashem, not that he called, he caused others to call. That everyone who came by, he would cause him to call out to the name of Hashem. Ketzad, how? V'achesh ha'ochlo v'shosu. This was a place that he had, and after they would eat and drink, omdu levorchei. So these people would stand up to bless Abraham. He says, why are you blessing me? You didn't eat from me. You ate from the God of the universe. You should give praise and bless the one who said that the world should, who called the world into being. So this is why he fulfilled the mitzvah of chesed, of loving kindness, achnosas orchim, and at the same time he taught them shem elam. This is what is meant by yikra shom. He called out there, he caused shem b'shem Hashem kel elam, the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he caused the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be called out. Because everyone, after they would eat, he said, what are you blessing me for? Bless the one who gave you this fruit, this food. Who gave it to me? So there he would teach the people, he and Sora would teach the people about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In the Ovis Reb Nosson, in Perek Zayin, and the Mishnah, Ovis Reb Nosson Perek Zayin, and the Mishnah Yosef ben Yechanan Ishu Shleim Arma Yi Beischo L'Ravocha V'yu Anim B'nei Beischo, that your house should always be open widely, and the poor shall be the members of your household. Keitzad a person's house should be open. And every ravocha comes from where the ruach, every to every direction, to the south and to the east and to the west and to the north. Kigain iuv, like iuv, Job, he made four doors to his house on all four sides. Because when a poor man would come and he would want to come to Eve, to Job, to get something to eat, he shouldn't have to go to the trouble, to the hardship of looking for the door and going all the way around the house. So therefore he made a door at every side, an entrance at every side. And the poor shall be the members of your household. So the Medrash here brings the Ovis Reb Nosson, when one would meet another, when one poor man would meet another person, and he would say, where are you coming from? Or where are you going? They would say, to the house of Yehuda, to the house of Job. He was such a great Machnis Orech, he was such a generous person. And when Ahupranius Godel, Kishabo Olov Ahupranius Godel, when Eub was suffering so much, Omer Lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Eub said to Hashem, Ribbono Shel Olam, Lo Hayisi Maichel Re'evim U'Mashkeh Tzemeim, didn't I feed the hungry and give drink to the thirsty? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Afal Pi Kein, Eidayin Le'higato L'chatzi Shir Shel Avraham. With all of your generosity, you have not reached half the level of Avram. You would sit in your house and wait. And guests would come, travelers would come to you. If he was to the standard of eating bread from wheat, which was a good bread, then you gave him bread from wheat. If someone was to the standard of eating meat, you gave him meat. If someone was to the level of drinking wine, you gave him wine. Avraham le'osekein. But Avraham did not do this. Avraham went out into the world looking for people. And if he would find a person in need, he would bring him to his house. This is what we see by Avraham in the last week's parshas, that Avraham was sick. He had just had the bris milah. And because of that, see, actually it states, Kechem Hayem. In the beginning of last week's Parsha, Kechem Hayem, Avraham was sitting in the heat of the day. The sages asked, why was there such heat? Actually, there shouldn't have been such heat at that time. Why? Because it was Pesach time. When the Orchim came to Avraham, they said that in exactly 1 year from now, you will have a child. And Yitzchok was born on Pesach. When they went to Lot, he gave them matzahs. So it was Pesach time. Pesach time, the Gemara says, is a time when it's not too cold and not too warm. Springtime in Eretz Yisrael. So why does it say, Kechem Hayoim, that Abraham was sitting in the heat of the day? There was no heat of the day at that time. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew that Abraham was Mahadach Orchim. He wasn't satisfied to sit and wait. He would always go look for guests. It states, Reidiv Tzokes. Abraham had the quality where he wanted to do chesed, whether there was someone who needed it or not. He wanted to do chesed. He wanted to do good to others. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu knew that Abraham had to rest up because he just had this operation from the Bris Milah. So therefore, he brought a very, very strong sun, which is only usual in the middle of the summer. He brought out that day in order to keep travelers off the roads. They'll say, see, it's too hot to travel, and they'll stay home. Right? They won't travel that day. And then when HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw that from this was causing more tsar to Avraham than otherwise, the Gemara brings that he sent out Eliezer, and he said, go see if you can find some orchim. And Eliezer came back, and he says, it's too hot today, nobody's traveling. So Avraham said, wouldn't believe him. He thought he was just telling him a story in order that he shouldn't be troubled. So Avraham himself went out. So that's what Avraham was doing, Kechem Hayim, in the heat of the day. So we see Avraham went to find Orchim. Okay. And when he would bring find an Orch, Eshein Darkalechel Paschitim, Achileu Paschitim. If it would be a person who generally didn't eat bread from wheat, he couldn't afford it. So he would eat a kosher bread. Now Avraham would give him bread from wheat. If it be a person who generally couldn't afford meat, Avraham gave him meat. If he could afford wine, he would give him wine. And not only this, but we find that Avraham was the first one that went into the hotel business. He was bona paltoroim gedolim al adrochim, that he built great hotels, great homes, on the roads. Ve'niach Michael Mashke, and he left food and drink there for people. Ve'chol abo ve'nichnas ochel v'shosa, and whoever would come could eat and drink. And then ubeirach l'shamayim, and then he would teach these people to call out to the name of Hashem. Ve'fichach nasis leir nachas ruach, therefore this made such a nachas ruach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And whatever a person could ask for, this Avraham had, and he was ready to give him. And this is what it states, Vayita Eshel Be'er Sheva, that he planted an Eshel in Be'er Sheva. Now, so we see Avraham went into the world to do chesed. Went into the world to teach the people. Went into the world to be makar of them, to bring them close. And this is why his name went out, where he became known as the Nesi Elokim, that the prince of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In all of his deeds, which he did, he would implant this. He was an educator. The Gemara brings in Yuma, at the beginning of the third perek, the Gemara says, on the Chochess Amad Beis, the Omer of Chama Bachadino miyemehen shel aviseinu leiposhi yeshiva mehem, that from the days of our fathers, yeshivas never separated themselves from them. Leiporshi yeshiva mehem. and it starts tracing yeshivas, the history of yeshivas. Many people think that the history of yeshivas go back to Eastern Europe, to Lithuania, to Poland. This is true, it goes back, but it goes much further. Ancient history, ancient yeshivas, people think were Pumpadis and Nardoi and Bovel, where the Talmud was written, where the old yeshivas of Yerushalayim, where the Talmud of Yerushalmi was written, but it goes much further. They trace yeshivas back to Avraham. Mother brings Zokain, a Zokain, the Gemara in the Dorim says, it means an old person, but it refers to Zeshe Kona Chochma. A Zokain refers to a person who studies Torah and teaches Torah. How do we know this? Because when Moshe came to Egypt, he was instructed to gather together all of the Zakenim. So the Gemara says, how is it possible to gather together all of the Zakenim when there was a people of millions of people living there? 600,000 went out, but only one fifth went out. So it was millions of people. How is it possible to gather together all of the old people? So from here we learn Zakenim means the Rashi Yeshivas, the teachers of Torah in the nation, the elders of Torah. So the Gemara says, therefore, wherever it states Zokin, that means that he was an elder of Torah, he learned and taught Torah. So the Gemara says, it says, Avram Zokin bo bayomim. Avram was old and he was getting on in his days. But this is an Artarsho. Right before he sends Eliezer to find a wife for Yitzchok in Posin Chov Dalet Aleph, it states, Avram Zokein Bo Bayomi. Avram was old, he was getting on in his days. So the Gemara says, if he's Zokein Bo Bayomi, this means he was a Zokein V'yeshiv Yeshiva Hoya. That he sat in a yeshiva, Avram had a yeshiva, where he sat and learned and taught Torah. Shnema V'Avram Zokein Bo Bayomi. Yitzchok Avinu Zokin V'Yeshiv V'Yeshiva, and so was Yitzchok. Abraham taught this, the Yitzchok should do this, as it states, Vayhiki Zokin Yitzchok, and as Yitzchok became Zokin old. Yaakov Avinu Zokin V'Yeshiv V'Yeshiva, and Yaakov also, as it states, Ve'eni Yisrael Kovdu Mizekin, that uses the word Zikna by Yaakov, which means he also sat in the yeshiva and he taught Torah. Now, not only did Avraham, the Torah was so intense by Avraham, not only did he teach Torah, but Eliezer Ever Avraham was also a Zokin, also a Rosh Hashiva. Eliezer, his servant, was a Rosh Hashiva. V'yeshiv v'yeshiva hayo shenem aveyim Avraham el abdei zekan besa ameshe b'chala shelei. And that's right there in that pasuk in our Sedra. So it states here in Pasuk Beis, Chav Dalet Beis, Vayim Avram El Abdi Zekan Beisei Ameishu B'chol HaShilei. He said to Eliezer, his servant, his slave, who was Zekan Beisei, the elder of his house. Now, usually we think this means he was the oldest, he was the oldest servant. Ameishu B'chol HaShilei, who ruled over everything that Avram had. So the Gemara says it doesn't mean that he was the oldest. It means that he was an elder in Torah. He also was a Rosh Hashiva. Omar of Lezer, Shemeshel, what does it mean he ruled over everything Avraham had? It means he ruled even over the Torah of Avraham. Shemeshel betetis rabbi. He ruled over even the Torah of his Rebbe, of Avraham. Hu Damashik Eliezer. What does it mean, Damashik Eliezer? Omar of Lezer, Shedele, Damashik Eliezer, Omar of Lezer, Shedele, Umashke miteirosi shel rabbi. This comes from the word, Damashik comes from the word Dela Umashke Meterosi Shel Rabbi. He would draw from the waters of his Rebbe, of Avraham, and give them to others. This was Eliezer. So we see that yeshivas go back to the time of Avraham, actually they were even before Avraham. Because Shem had a yeshiva yet in Aver. And Avraham sent Yitzchok to learn there. But here, in what we're speaking about, Avraham was a Rosh Yeshiva, and he taught this to Yitzchok and to Yaakov, and even his servant was a Rosh Hashiva. This was the intensity of the Torah which was found in Avraham's house. Then the Gemara says, there's a pasuk in next week's Sedra. In next week's Sedra, Parshas told us, in pasuk, in Chov Vav Pasuk Hey, Avraham comes to Yitzchok and he heaps brachas on him. He says, live in this land and I will bless you and I will bless your children and I will fulfill the oath which I made to your father and so forth. Ekev asher shoma Avraham bekeli. Why? Why is he doing all of this, HaKadosh Baruch Hu? He says, because your father Avraham listened to my voice. This is the Pasuk Chof Vav, Pasuk Hei. Vayishmor mishmarati, he guarded all of my laws, mitzvesai, all of my mitzvahs, chukesai, all of my statutes, the seirosoi, and all of my Torahs. Now, here we're talking about mishmarati. Mishmarati actually means not only mitzvahs, it means mitzvahs that the Rabbonim made. Mishmarati means safeguards. Gzeiros laharchok al zoreh shebeteira. See, harchokos, safeguards to laws which the Chachomim enacted. Now, Abraham lived long before the giving of the Torah. And the fact is that his generations were only commanded on the six mitzvahs, the seven mitzvahs of the Bnei Noach, of the children of Noach. And here it says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, why am I heaping these brachas on you? Because your father listened to my voice. He guarded all of the safeguards which were to be enacted in later generations. All of my mitzvahs, all of my statutes, and all of my Torahs. Right? What does all of that mean? So the Gemara brings here the same Gemara in Masechta Yuma. The Gemara says, Omarav, Kaim Avraham Avinu Kol HaTeira Kula. Avraham had fulfilled the entire Torah before it was formally given. Shneamar, as it states in this pasuk, Ekev Asher Avraham Bekeli. Omar Rav Shimi Bar Chiya Rav. So Rav Shimi Bar Chiya said to Rav, perhaps this only refers to the seven mitzvahs. Ema Sheva mitzvahs. So he answered, well, Avraham was commanded on seven mitzvahs and an eighth mitzvah also, the mitzvah of Bris Milah. So he says, so let's say he only fulfilled eight mitzvahs. He says, Im kein mitzvoisai v'seiraisai lomeli. What does it mean, all of the mitzvahs and all of the Torahs? And then the Gemara says, Omarav, Yitem Aravashi, Kaim Avraham Avinu Afilu Eruvei Tafshil. Shnema Teirosi, Achas Teirish Shibuksav, Achas Teirish Shibalper. Then not only was Avraham fulfilled all of the explicit mitzvahs in the written law, but he fulfilled all of the mitzvahs in the oral law. And even Eruvei Tafshilin, even all of the takonas, which were to be enacted by the sages in later generations, Avraham already studied this with his own gigantic mind, and he fulfilled it, and he taught it to Yitzchok and Yaakov. Now, so Avraham was a very, very active person. He didn't sit idle. And the world knew of this. And this is why when he came to the Bnei Chais to Goyim, first of all they said, you're a king. He was a very, very powerful figure. But he said, Nesi Elakim, you were the king, which you are a king who represents Elakim. You brought the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu into this world. Now the Rambam on this posuk, where it states Vayita Eshel, that Avraham planted this Eshel, Vayikra Shom B'Shem Hashem Kel Olam, and he called there in the name of Hashem Kel Olam. So this is how the Rambam explains it. Now we can understand a little more after we've had this introduction. The Rambam in the beginning of Hilchos Aveidah Zorah writes a whole story to tell us about what Avraham did for the world. But on this pasuk the Rambam writes, when Avraham started to disprove all of the kings of the world, of the nations of the world, that their idolatry was false. So he went, they wanted to kill him. So a miracle happened and he fled to Choron. That's when he went with his father to Choron. And from there Avraham started to call out with a great voice to the entire world. And to teach the people that there is one God, and to him he is the one that you should serve. And Avraham went, and he would go and gather people up, and he would go from city to city. It wasn't a person who stayed in his place. He went from city to city, from kingdom to kingdom, until eventually he came to Eretz Canaan, until eventually he came to Eretz Israel. And there he called out to all of the people, as it states, "Vayikra Shom b'shem Hashem kel Elov." V'kiven show you ha'am miskaptzin Elov, and people would come to him, b'shein le'altvorov, and they would ask him to explain, "What is all of this that you're teaching?" Ha'yomedi lechol echod ve'echod, he would teach each one kifi daitei. This is important. Every person he taught in accordance to the intelligence of the individual person. He didn't teach everyone the same thing. He said, he taught this person this much. Another person, he taught a little more. Each one in accordance to the person's daitai, until he brought individuals back to the proper way, to the true way. Until they gathered to Avraham thousands and tens of thousands of people. Thousands and tens of thousands of people. Behem anshei beis Avraham. And this was known as the people of the house of Avraham. B'shosa b'livam ha'ikra agor lazeh. And he implanted in their hearts this great, great principle of the Almighty. V'chobar b'sforim. And he wrote sforim. He wrote books. V'hidil Yitzchak b'nai and taught this all to Yitzchak. Then the Rambam continues that Yitzchak followed in Avraham's way to guard the mitzvahs of Avraham and taught it to Yaakov. And Yaakov followed and taught it to his 12 sons that they must always guard the mitzvahs of Avraham. And this is how it became known to the world. So therefore, Avraham was known in the world as a Nasi Elohim, the king which represented HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's what in last week's parsha, in beginning of Vayera, Kodesh Baruch Hu said, this is in Pasuk Yud Ches and Yud Tes. Vayera Yud Ches, Pasuk Yud Ches and Yud Tes. Hashem said, "Can I conceal anything from Avraham, especially in regards to Eretz Yisrael when he wanted to destroy Sodom and Amorah?" Avraham is going to become such a great and powerful nation, and all of the nations of the world will be blessed through him. Now the word yadativ has two interpretations. I know, but also means I have brought him close. I have brought him close because I know that he will command his sons and his household after him. The Kodesh Baruch Hu knew the reason why Kodesh Baruch Hu brought Avraham close is because I know that all of this he will command his household after him to follow. This was Avraham Vesorah. And what we learned in Parshas Lech Lecha, it states that when they left Choron and they came to Eretz Yisrael, they brought with them Es HaNefesh Asher Oso B'Choron. This is in Posuk Hey in Bereishis Yud Beis Lech Lecha Posuk Hey Besa Nefesh Asher Osu V'Choron, and the Targum brings the Shabidu Laraiso V'Choron, all of the people which Avraham and Sarah taught Torah to in Choron, like the Rambam brings, before they came to Eretz Yisrael yet they brought with them all of the people which they taught Torah to. They had a tremendous following. So Avraham was an educator. So great of an educator that his education lasted forever. Now this mitzvah, which Yitzchok and Yaakov, and eventually the 12 sons and Mesha, this is the mitzvah that we were given, to follow in the footsteps of Abraham, and to continue to teach the teachings of Abraham, Yitzchok and Yaakov, and the teachings of eventually the Rambam brings of what Mesha revealed in Har Sinai. This mitzvah is not only amongst Jews. This is a mitzvah to the entire world, like Avraham. The Rambam brings in Hilchis Malachim. In Hilchis Malachim, Perekhes Halacha Yud. That he brings amongst the commandments that we are commanded in, is to see that the nations of the world keep their seven mitzvahs. It's not that we are obligated to keep our mitzvahs and close our eyes to the rest of the world. Now, that we are commanded, it says, Meisha was Tiztava. Meisha commanded. That just like we have to see that Jews keep all of their mitzvahs, Taryag 613, we also commanded that the nations of the world, we are obligated to see that they fulfill the seven mitzvahs. And the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, bringing HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name into the world, that's a mitzvah amongst the nations of the world also, to bring His name to the nations of the world. An example of this is the Rambam brings in in Hilchis Gzeila Vaveda, in Perek Aleph, no, excuse me. Perek Yud Aleph. It's a mitzvah that if you find a lost article, it's a mitzvah to return it to its owner. The Rambam brings in Aloha Gimel. What happens if you find a lost article of an idolater? Then you don't have to return it. He says, not only that, you shouldn't return it. To an idolater, you shouldn't return it. Why? Because you're maksig yad rishayilam. Because you're helping to support the wicked of the world. You're going to help him serve his idols more. So therefore, it's a mitzvah not to return it. Im hekziru lekadesh es Hashem. But what happens if you return it in order to sanctify Hashem's name? Kedei shifaru es Yisrael v'yedu shehem balei emuna. In order to give, in order that, now here he's speaking by idolaters, in order that idolaters should know what kind of people Jews are, that they are people who are honest people. If a person returns it to an idolater for that reason, hareza meshubach, this is praiseworthy. So even though you don't have to return it, and you shouldn't return it because you're supporting evil in the world, but if your intent is to teach the idolater the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and the integrity of his people, hareza meshubach, this is praiseworthy. And if it will be a desecration of Hashem's name if you do not give it back, then you're not allowed to take it. You must return it. So we see that the Kiddush Hashem, sanctification of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name, is not only to Jews. This is to the whole world, like Avraham did. In Tells, the Rosh Yeshivas used to always say, Meisha would always tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lama Yemru Agoyim, Lama Yemru Mitzrayim. Kodesh Baruch Hu used to say that I'll destroy the Jewish people. So Meisha used to say, but what will the Goyim say? What will the Egyptian say? He used to say, what could Kodesh Baruch Hu care what the Egyptian would say? The Egyptians were raid scheme, they were murderers. What would Kodesh Baruch Hu say? What would the Goyim say? You see, not like that. This is the Rosh Shivas used to always say that in Tells. Moshe was concerned. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what the Egyptians would say, Lama Yemru Mitzrayim, Lama Yemru Agoyim, what the nations would say. And this was Avraham. In fact, he brings here, it's brought in our Sedra, in Pasuk Lamed Beis, Chof Dal Lamed Beis, that when Eliezer went to the house of Lavan, he traveled with his 10 camels. So it states, Vayova Yoisha Baiso, he came into the house, Vayfatah Hagmalim, and he opened up the camels. What does it mean, Vayfatah Hagmalim? He opened up the camels. So Rashi brings Hitra Zomam Zimam Shalahem Shayosim Espihem Shalayiru Bederech Besodesachir. They were muzzled. When Avraham and Eliezer went out with camels, they muzzled them, lest they should graze in lands which belonged not to them. And now that the journey was over and they were in the house of Lavan, so they opened up the muzzles of the camels. This was Avraham. And people knew this. Wherever he went, Avraham not only taught Torah, he was Torah. Even though he was totally surrounded by idolaters, he was totally surrounded by dangerous and hostile nations. This was Avraham. This was the mitzvah that Avraham went to be Mekadesh Shem Shemayim. This is why when he came to the Bnei Ches, so they said, Shema'enu Adoni, listen to us, my Lord, Nesi Elekim Ato, you are a king. You are a king who represents the Almighty. Now this was in this idolatrous world. You are a king who represents the Almighty. B'secheinu b'mivcha kvarenu kvores meisecho. You take whatever you want, no one will withhold it from you. And this is why Avraham was able to say to Eliezer that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu took me out of my father's house, he was Elokei HaShemayim. He was the God of the heavens. Nobody had recognized him. Nobody knew of him. But now he's the God of the heavens and the God of the earth. I am the one who brought his name into this world. So this is what the Midrash tells us, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought, that Abraham brought the Shekhinah from the highest, from the furthest level away towards this world. And Yitzchak followed and Yaakov followed. This gives us a direction as to the direction that Abraham had and the direction that we as the descendants of Abraham, Yitzchak and Yaakov must follow. To bring Torah into the world. Avraham was Torah from all sides. He taught Torah and he lived Torah. And to bring the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu into the world where all of the people had recognized Avraham, the Nesi Elokim, he represents the King of all kings. So this is an important point that we learn from this phrase. I think because of the hour we'll have to stop here.
The Yeshiva Gedola hopes that you have learned much from the presentation. For further information, or to order additional shiurim, please contact the Yeshiva Gedola of Johannesburg. Visit us on the web at www.ygj.co.za or contact us via email at audio@ygj.co.za, via phone at 011-648-7906, via fax at 011-648-0085, and via post at P.O. Box 66226, Broadway 2020, Johannesburg, South Africa.